Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. Tonight you're listening to me on Emotional Elevator. I am Sandy Bird. You're listening to me on the Inspired Choices Network. And wow, today's show was all about privilege and how, as I've really worked on myself, I've seen the privileges I have and how now I want to use my privilege as a power to help those that don't have privileges or power to speak up for themselves. And that's kind of what, as a coach, I dive in with people. First, we dive in and kind of get into what is it that you need to work most on. And then as we start to grow their confidence and everything, I ask them, or if we're working on your purpose, I ask them, what is it, or what do you feel inclined, if you want to help somebody or if you want to volunteer? Because a lot of my clients now volunteer for things because now that they feel like they've worked on something, they want to help other people work on that or use their privilege for power. That's kind of what I was going to name this, but instead it was more what do you use your privilege for type scenario. But what I wanted to start with tonight is something today that reminded me of my privilege. And I had a almost big accident, and it reminded me how privileged I am now in my life. And yes, it's taken time to get here, and I will kind of tell you a little bit of my backstory after I tell you what happened today. And it really made me realize that I do have a privilege. And there's many different privileges out there. So do you know what privilege is? Let me start kind of there too, where for me, being a white woman, that's a privilege. And I can stand up for others who aren't. Because if you're first tuning into my show, then you might not know about this. Go back. My children are multicultural. So within the last year, I've decided to use my whiteness or my white privilege to help give them a voice in the world and help give other BIPOC or minorities a voice in the world to be heard and seen. So that's like a privilege. A privilege can be economically privileged. Right now, I'm not rich by any means, but I am a good middle class person. And sometimes I live below my means. So I'm privileged financially to help causes and help other people. And I do a lot of pay forwards. So that is also a privilege. Being that I am a spiritual coach or a spiritual leader, I have studied every religion. I have conversations with people of many different religions, and I have an understanding for it. But one of my privileges is that I'm very intuitive. So a lot of people who work with me as a coach, and I'll start asking them questions about things. Well, why would you ask me a question about that? Because I already kind of know where we need to go in this session. But at the same sense, I give you the freedom to go the way you want. So I have a spiritual privilege as well. So I have many privileges out here that I can use for the greater good. Another part of my spiritual privilege is, and say it's weird, I'm fine with that, many people do, is that I read animals and I know animal totems. And today, now that I think of it, before what I'm going to talk about, there was a groundhog, and a groundhog sometimes signifies emotional eating for me, or it signifies You're in a whole nother spiritual realm and you need to get in touch with your spiritual realm. So that is another privilege of mine that I speak to animals and I read animals and why you're seeing certain animals, why like all of a sudden every day you're riding down the road and you're seeing a dead deer, a dead squirrel, a dead something. It doesn't mean that death is around the corner for you. It means that certain parts of your life are falling, are dying as you're working on yourself. So that is also a gift I have. That's a privilege that I see as a privilege because I can help other people to see things. If it's numbers, a lot of people are big in numerology with 11111 or 111 or 22222. But it's those numbers that we tend to see all the time and focus on. But it's when all of a sudden you go, wow, I've seen 4969 today. I saw 4969 yesterday. And when I just pumped gas, I saw 4969. Okay, well, let's dive into what 4969. That is another spiritual privilege I have. And being a coach and studying many years of equality, solidarity, and diversity and inclusion, that is another privilege that I have that I have had the privilege to study that. And I continue to study and I continue to learn and I continue to take classes to expand my knowledge. So that is also educational privilege that I have. And when I do expand my knowledge, I like to also have people come along with me. If there's something you want to learn about, and I have been privileged enough to learn about it, I'm willing to share it. So there are privileges there. And some of us see just privilege as being ethnicity. I'm white, privilege. But there is so many different privileges. There is economic privilege. There is social privilege. I can speak out in a crowd. I am an extrovert. Sometimes I'm an introvert, but a lot of times I'm an extrovert. So that is something I see as a privilege too, because if someone I know is standing over in a networking group and they're kind of a wallflower, I'm like, okay, number one, you're in a networking group. Number two, I'm going to go over and get to know you, and maybe I can learn about you to help guide you into this realm that you want to be a part of. So there's so many different privileges out there that we don't think about. And today, like I said, there's a story from today, and it really resonates with tonight's topic, privilege. So today I was riding down a road, and I was meeting a friend for lunch, and she called me and she said, hey, look, I just went through this car wash because I was waiting for you to finish, and I'm right down the street, and the car wash popped my tire. And I said, all right, where are you at? I'll come get you. So as I go past the place that we were going to eat, a 55-gallon white drum on the, I'm heading west, it's heading east, or I'm heading north and south. I'm not privileged to know my directional, but I know I was going either west or northwest, and the drum was east south of me. And I saw it, and I saw it coming into the median. So I'm keeping an eye on it because it's coming closer and closer to me. Well, it did. It stopped right in front of my car. I slammed on brakes. And I stopped in time just to like tap it. So right then I'm like, oh crap. A guy pulled over. I don't know if he hit it, if it came off his utility truck, or if he saw it flying towards me, gets out of his truck. He pulled over and he comes running across to get this 55-gallon drum from in front of my car. And as soon as he's doing that, I look in my rearview mirror because I'm like, oh my God, I don't have my hazards on. All I could see was a red dump truck. Nice big red dump truck, and then I heard the nice big red dump truck. No, he was not following too close, but slam on brakes because it was a red dump truck. I'm slammed on brakes, and he's, you know, you could hear the locking of the brakes. You could hear, you could see the smoke coming up. And for me, I sat there and went, oh my gosh, I'm so fortunate I'm in my car. But if this dump truck hits me, I'm going to hit the gentleman picking up this drum off the road. So at that point, I'm thinking about, oh my gosh, this guy's in front of me. Please God, you know, I'm praying. Please God, you know, stop this dump truck. And of course, the dump truck does stop. Well, it stops. I could feel the vibration of it stopping that close to my car. It did not hit my car, but it stopped so close that you could feel the vibrational push of it because of the air. And luckily, the gentleman is at that point, you know, picking the drum off the side of the road. But as I drove on, of course, I got the dump truck's name. And so the moral of the story is, and I didn't tell you this big thing, not the moral of the story, but the big thing of the story was there was an 18-wheeler on the right of us. So I could not go anywhere, and that dump truck could not go anywhere. And the 18-wheeler started slowing down because it saw also this 55-gallon drum coming at us. So he was slowing down, you know, probably thinking, oh my gosh, what if that thing misses this lane and comes in the middle lane? We've got to, you know, figure this out. So the dump truck couldn't have gone anywhere. I couldn't have gone anywhere because there was an 18-wheeler on the other side of me. Or I could have gone in the median, and probably because it was one of those sloped medians, I might have, you know, but I slammed on brakes. Everything was good. But as I drove on, all I could think of was, wow, I am very fortunate, A, that God, universe, source was there. I could feel angels there. And that the man that came to get this drum was, you know, his angels, his God, the dump truck person, there are angels, there's gods. We were all paying attention enough to save what could have been a disastrous situation. And that just made me realize, because I see accidents every day, and I'd already seen an accident that morning where, to me, it looked like someone was either texting or doing their makeup in the morning and they ran into the car in front of them, wasn't paying attention. So that made me really blessed to think, oh my gosh. But as the day goes on and I'm thinking about the whole scenario, and I come home and I tell my husband, he's like, what did I tell you? Those are just cars. And I'm like, I understand that. For me, it was more thinking, oh my gosh, what if I would have harmed somebody in front of me, but I wouldn't have because the dump truck, because I was stopped. But at the same time, I realized if my car would have gotten damaged, totaled, whatever, I would have been privileged enough to be able to get another car. I would have been privileged enough to get another car. Now, my life 20 years ago, I wouldn't have been privileged enough to get another car. I would have, I think 20 years ago, I probably had a paid off car, 3 children, disabled husband. I would have had to walk or figure something out at the time. So now that I think about that, about 20 years ago, I was one of those people that wasn't privileged enough to probably have someone help me in that situation. So that's what tonight's topic is about, is what do you use your privilege? Do you use your privilege to help others? And why sometimes we don't feel like helping others? And how sometimes when we are victims or in victim modes, or when we're in victim modes, we don't want to help others because we have that, well, nobody helped me, so why should I help other people? And that is a big topic for me, because I have to say I was one of those too, where there was times in my life, well, nobody helped me, so why should I help them? And now working on myself and developing who I am and developing my confidence and realizing that I am privileged to help others who can't help themselves has been one of the greatest journeys and rewards that I've given myself. And today reminded me of that. Being in a conversation yesterday talking about helping another group, with books, getting books in the schools that deal with racism, and being able to provide that and do that and have the capacity to help is a privilege that I have, that I have the time, I have the energy. In some ways, I have the funds to help them with this, to get these books in these schools. So that's what tonight's show is about the privilege. And do you even know what privilege you have? It doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't even have to be ethnicity. It can be socially. Are you socially privileged? So that's what tonight's topic is. And you're listening to me. I am Sandy Byrd. This is Emotional Elevator. And today I've basically been on an emotional elevator of emotions around kind of a little bit of what I went through. It was, you know, I can walk away and say, you know what? I was protected. But at the same time, it made me realize that I am so blessed and grateful for my life the way it is. So again, we're going to go on our break. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about privileges and what can you do to help those that don't have a voice or aren't privileged. And I will go into details about what I have done now that I've really fully embraced everything I've gone through, and how can I help others who have gone through similar to what I have, or others who do similar things that of what I've gone through. So let's go on our first break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Byrd, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Of course, if any of this rings a bell to you and you want to know how to get involved, or you want somebody to talk to about privilege and how you can use your privilege for helping others. And sometimes it takes working on yourself through therapy or through coaching to get to the point where you're willing to help those that don't have a voice. One of the main reasons why I decided to have a podcast was to give people a voice so that they can maybe understand that they're not the only ones, because all the topics I talk about on this show are things that I have been involved in, or things that I went through, or that I put my children through. Because like I talked about cold mother syndrome, I realized that that was something that was passed on to me, that I am breaking the curse with my children, that they will not do cold mother syndrome. So it's understanding privileges and understanding, growing within yourself to have the confidence to help those that are less fortunate or less privileged than we are. So one of the organizations, so the questions that I asked, and I kind of put them down here, are, do you use your privilege to help others? Privilege can be religiously, socially, or ethnicity, even financially. Do you volunteer support anything that ties at your tugs at your heartstrings? Why or why not? Do you stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves? Do you get involved when you know someone is being mistreated or treated unfairly? So that has always been a big part of who I am and the traumas that I went through. For many years, yes, I was one of those that kind of like played, I don't think I played the victim as much, but I just was like, I'm not going to help them. Nobody helped me. Like, nobody helped me, so why should I help other people? And that's really evolved in me was, wait a minute, my purpose in life was always to help others, to serve others. To serve others has been part of my whole life. And as I said, as a kid, I wanted to make other people laugh. I wanted to help others. I wanted to speak up for others. So I was contradicting myself when I said, nobody helped me. But then I realized I continued to go through the cycles of trauma or abuse that I went through and still went through because I wasn't giving those a voice that deserved a voice. So in a sense, I was being tested and continued to go through trials and errors of life because I wasn't living out my life's purpose. And as I met my husband now, I did come into a lot of privileges, socioeconomic privilege, financial. That was when I really realized I'm white. And that I've already talked about and probably will talk more on another show about getting through the shame and the guilt of being raped in my life and the abuse. So that was a privilege that I was able to overcome, or I was able to embrace that I had that privilege to overcome a lot of my trauma, that I was able to overcome is the word I'm going to say. It's still there, but I'm able to overcome it and be a voice. And the biggest thing working on everything with me was, is I'm not just a voice for the victims of rape, because the abusers usually have been a victim themselves, and that's why they are abusers. So when I realized that, I decided I want to get involved on every angle, because there are so many, and I don't just want to say rapists and abusers out there that deserve second chances, but at the same time, if maybe someone heard them out and listened to their story, maybe it can change the trajectory of their life. Because it's something I've brought up on my show a lot. We don't wake up as babies and say, I'm going to be an axe murderer. No, we come into this world, all we want is that love, joy, and happiness. We want our needs fulfilled, and we want to have love, joy, and happiness. It's when we start getting the societal or family or suffer abuse that starts becoming part of our identity. So that's where, for me, coming into my privilege, I want to help others. And I haven't gone into detail, but I went on a trip to Kenya. I'm part of an organization called Share the Love. We go to third world countries and hand out wheelchairs to those that would normally never get a wheelchair. So I met some fascinating people. This was in Kenya, that literally crawled in, was carried in, was children that are left, just left to fend for themselves when they're disabled, mentally, physically, if they can't walk, they're just left. They're left in a corner, thrown some food, and that's life for them. And to really see that was humbling for me, but it also made me realize I want to continue to get involved in as many organizations as I can to use what privilege I have to help them. So it's also that if you see something, say something. I have become a firm believer of that, and I have stepped in to situations because I used to be one of those people that I don't see it. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to get involved. And I might have just, you might not have heard me say that because I turned away from my mic, but I was one of those. If I saw some woman getting dragged by her hair because I had lived that and the trauma sat in me, I never got involved. But now I will. I will get involved. I will sit there. I will follow a car. I will get involved. And yes, I hear all the time, that's not smart, Zini. But I want to use my privilege to help others who don't. It's the same thing as this podcast. This podcast for me is using my voice to maybe help one person, maybe two people, maybe other people out there who don't feel like no one understands. No one has been through what they've been through. Now, you might have been gang raped and you listen to my podcast and you want to reach out to me. Our experience is not going to be exactly the same. I'm not going to be able to fully understand what you're feeling or what you went through because our experience is not the same. We experience the same thing, but we're our experience within ourselves, our emotional experience, our physical experience might not be the same. But I want to give you a voice to be able to think, you know what? I don't have to live with this shame. I don't have to live with this guilt. And I can be vulnerable enough to tell people. Because that's also what privilege is about. It's about understanding that I can speak up for those that can't speak up for themselves. So if anyone out there is listening to me and you've been gang raped, or if you've come from an abusive household, if you had an alcoholic parent, if you lived in a single home, if you went through abusive relationships, if you dealt with a fiance killing themselves, there's so many topics that I can tell you I've been through. I could do probably a year show on each thing that I've gone through in my life. But I now want to help those that don't feel that there's anyone out there that will ever understand, that will help them let go of that shame, that will help them let go of that guilt, and that will let them see their privilege within themselves. Because as I now say, everything I went through is a privilege for me. And anyone listening to that is like, man, Sandy, that is messed up to say that. How do you see that as a privilege? I see it as a privilege that I went through those things because I've come out stronger. I've come out wanting to help people. I've come out living more my purpose because of those trauma situations that I went through. I went through that so I can be a voice for somebody that I can stand up and say, you know what? You don't have to live with that guilt and shame. You don't have to think that you're this dirty person or you can't be with anyone you want to be with. It's those situations where I have privilege to help others. And I'm sorry if I hesitated there for a moment. You probably can't hear it, but our dog was just going off here because he's privileged enough to run around the house and bark at any little thing that's buzzing outside. But it is having the privilege to speak for others and having the privilege to stand up for others. And like I've said, raising multicultural children and not understanding that I was forcing them into a box that they did not belong in, and learning that for myself is giving me the privilege to help other moms, help grandmas, to understand, to break that racism within ourselves, or that misunderstanding within ourselves. I'll say it that way, misunderstanding within ourselves. Oh my gosh, it's already time for our second break. And I'm talking all about privilege tonight. But like I said, you can always have a connection conversation with me. I am Sandy Bird. You can reach out to me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But my main email that you will get a rapid response from, I shouldn't say a rapid response from, because I do take days where I unplug. So if you want an almost rapid response, the best one is sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Reach out to me if you have any questions about privilege and how can you get involved and what can you do with your own privilege and what does privilege mean if you're questioning it. And especially when I said that I see my traumas as privilege. If you question, why would I say something like that? So we are going to go on our break. Again, you're listening to Sandy Bird on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network, the network that has so many phenomenal people that are out here helping others, from growing businesses to other coaches to spiritual coaches to health coaches. Just there's such a gamut of people here on Inspired Choices Network, men, women, that speak about topics that we are experts on. So we're going to go on our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Sandy@EmotionalElevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Like I've been talking all about privilege and using my own privilege as a way to help others who aren't privileged. And when I talk a lot about just social privileges, spiritual privileges, religious privileges, financial privileges, it doesn't mean, like when I say financial, you have to be rich. Because here's the biggest thing that I've done all my life, and even my kids have done it all their life, is we always volunteer for something. Because I've always said, if you don't have the finances, but it's something that's true to you, volunteer. I've done it with when I was working in the working industry, in retail and restaurants. I did a lot of the fundraising for organizations, diabetes, cancer, Special Olympics, all of that. And I raised money. Was I putting in a lot of my money at the time? No, I was the one helping raise the money. Also, my kids got to do tons of 5Ks because we got involved. And it's something that if you're passionate about, and it's using a privilege of time to give back. Like, that's time. We are, some of us feel we aren't privileged in our time. So to give or to volunteer maybe an hour or 2 hours, well, that's just not enough. Well, if that's the way you feel, then donate. And a lot of organizations, all it takes is a few dollars. And I'm not here to promote any organization over other organizations, because I've supported them all, and I support a lot of them. One of the organizations that I am big in is Share the Love. Because, and why this organization became so heartfelt to me is my first husband was in a, and I think about this now after I was just talking about that story with me almost being in an accident. He probably one of them there stopping this accident from occurring, because he was in a horrific accident. And he ended up in a wheelchair for 6 to 8 months, because he was determined he was not going to be in a wheelchair. He was determined not to be in a wheelchair. And the day that they were able to say, okay, we can get rid of this wheelchair, we donated it. We donated it. And so when Share the Love kind of, a friend of mine said, you know, they're looking for an editor in chief. And I was like, okay, I can do that. And I did my distribution trip, like I said, to Kenya. I realized I was meant to go on that trip because eight years ago, in like 3 months, I was taken to a hospital. They found a lesion on my brain. And then my endocrinologist told me, we need to sit down and talk about your life plans. And I was like, what does that mean? Well, you know, you have a lesion. We think you have MS. And because I was having like little things happen here or there in my body. And I think we should have a conversation with your husband. We'll get you in touch with this person and you can go see this doctor. And I was like, you know what? I'm not taking that diagnosis. I am not going to take that diagnosis. So that's why being a part of an organization that deals with wheelchairs, because I was told there might be a chance I'd be in a wheelchair sooner than later. I'm not. My body is in better shape than it's been. Do I still have aches and pains? Do I still have physical ailments? Oh, absolutely. But I now know I'm not going to be in a wheelchair. So that's why I got involved in that organization. And like I said, some of my other organization is because I feel privileged within myself to be able to volunteer time to do something for an organization where maybe I'm doing a free coaching session, because that's what I do. I do laughter yoga a lot with nonprofits. Yes, they still pay me, but I don't charge them what I can for a corporation. But that's what laughter yoga, when I really fell in love with laughter yoga, it was all about what can I do to help people. And laughter yoga is something that I can use in a corporate environment, and I can also use it with dementia, Alzheimer's, autistic, Down syndrome, special need people, because laughing is contagious. And I do it in the community to do it in the community, and I get paid for it. But a lot of it when I decided to do laughter yoga was, what can I do to give back as well? And joy is part of who I am, and I want to bring joy to people. So that's where laughter yoga came involved. Lego series play just happened to be something I decided I wanted to do, because one of my sons said when he was going through therapy, and he still is, I should get some Legos because I think it would help. And I was like, Legos? Someone asked me to join a class. I'm going to join a class. But this is what I'm saying. I am privileged enough to learn techniques to accommodate so many people in a coaching aspect. And that's why using my privilege over the years, like me being in management, me going to school for social work, me being a restaurant manager, me being an HR manager, me being a retail manager, me being an accountant for a firm, me having a catering company with my husband, my ex-husband, me doing, you know, being a liaison for opening bars and helping them to establish themselves. That I see as all a privilege as a coach to help people find out who do they want to be. And I can use all those skill sets as a privilege when I'm coaching. If you need to build up your confidence to land that perfect job, that's a privilege I have, because I am probably one, I don't know, one in, who knows that. Now, I haven't landed jobs within companies that I've applied for, but I've landed a lot of my jobs because I know how to interview. I know how to write resumes. And I've helped land many people. And now I realize I should put that as part of my coaching. So it's using privileges that I've had. And like I say, my traumas are privileges to help other people to go into or be around women or men or children who have been abused and be able to kind of tell my story to get them to open up into their story, but then also to have the conversation on the other side of the wall with the attacker. Now, I want to understand what your story is, because I know as a person, we don't wake up. And I can say I'm very privileged that coming out of an abusive household, that in a sense, yes, I put my children through trauma, but I was not abusive myself. Being the product of an alcoholic mother, sometimes the child becomes an alcoholic. I was not an alcoholic. I was an emotional eater, but I was never an alcoholic. So that is also a privilege that I can say. I do a lot of work with alcoholics and drug addicts to kind of what has gotten you to the point that you have to suppress those feelings. So those are privileges. And yes, I say what I've gone through in my life was a privilege. And if you want to reach out to me and just have a connection with me, more than happy to. Like, my email is sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But like I keep reminding people, if you want a more rapid response, sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Because there's so many parts of our lives that we don't see as a privilege to help others. What has happened maybe in your life, or what are you an expert at that is a privilege for you to help somebody else? Like, think about this. Cancer survivors. I have friends who were adolescent cancer survivors. Just think how privileged they are to work with other children that have gone through cancer, to use the knowledge and to use their own privilege to help them, to give them strength and courage. So what in your life do you see as a privilege to help somebody else bring them strength and confidence? Because that's what tonight's topic is all about, is what do you see in your life as a privilege that you can help somebody else? And when I do talk about a religious privilege, is some of us do have, sorry, I got an itch in my eye, do have religious privileges. I was brought up in two different churches, but I also worked at some synagogues and Jewish community centers around the area. So I had a privilege of learning many different religions. Catholicism was part of my family from marriages. So I learned many different religions. So I have a privilege to sit down in a room and feel like I can have a conversation with someone who's Muslim or Jewish or Catholic or Protestant or Buddhist, or a monk, because I know from my own religious studies and religious background that we do sometimes believe on the same things. We just don't understand how we differentiate what we've been taught, or how to understand how we all do believe the same things. Some people have political privilege. I had family in politics, so would I use that as a privilege? No, because I don't understand politics as well as I should. So that's not a privilege for me, but it could be a privilege for you. But like I said, socially, I'm privileged to be able to have a voice and help those that don't have a voice. I am privileged to be white and have gone through interracial relationships, marriages, and have multicultural children. So I'm privileged to be a part of organizations that want to help break racism down. And how can we, as a collective, use our privilege to help compound or break down the societal racisms? That's another privilege I have. Privilege to know the medical diagnosis of many things. Privilege to understand death and dying and loss and grief and all the many stages of it. You know, I've lost friends, family, parents, spouse, fiance, by suicide, by death, by illnesses, by cancers, by diabetes. Those are all privileges that I've learned that I can help other people with. I'm privileged right now to assist with the help of my 100-and-a-half-year-old mother-in-law. That's a privilege, and I say it's an honor. It's a privilege to be able to understand the go-between between family now and caregivers. That's a privilege that I now am putting in part of my coaching to help be a liaison between family and caregivers, to give each one a voice to be heard, because there's sometimes disconnects in that. That's a privilege. So there's so many things I could sit here and list that I have as privileges that I want to help others with that. I want to be a voice to help others. I want to expand others' knowledges with classes, with learnings that I get, to expand our knowledge in the world. And how can we use knowledge that we have? We sometimes don't see our college educations or our learnings as privileges to help others. We see it as, oh, well, now I can get this job and make $70,000 a year. But what about the privilege you have, the privilege, the ability you have to help somebody else? So I need to go on my last break because I only got like 3 minutes left or 4 minutes left. So we are going to go on a break. And when we come back, we are just going to continue to talk about this privilege. And what is your privilege? And what can you do to help others?
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. So, we were on break. I wanted to really look up the definition of privilege because I want to read out what it says the definition is of privilege. And it says, a special right, advantage, or immunity granted or available only to a particular person or group. So a special right, advantage, or immunity granted or available only to a particular person or group does not define what that group is or define what that special right is, advantage, or immunity granted or available. So that's why when I was talking all about how my trauma, all that I've gone through in my life, from emotional eating to my traumas to my rape to my education, which it says education is not a privilege, it's a right. But there is privilege in getting an education. There is privilege in being able to continue to learn. So that's why when I say I have so many privileges within myself through everything I've been through, and that is why, because it is a special right, because it's something I went through. I grant myself the privilege to help others who don't have a voice. I grant myself the privilege to help you see your privilege. Because that's what I do as a coach, is we talk about getting that confidence and realizing what your purpose is in life, what you can do to use all your granted rights. And it's not, we don't sit there and just put it as colorism or a right. It can be social. It can be educational privilege. It can be so many religious privileges, economical privilege. There's so many different privileges out there. And when are you going to help somebody by using your privilege, whether it's a trauma-based privilege or a socioeconomic-based privilege, economic-based privilege, religious, spiritual privilege? Because we all have privileges. We all have something that has been granted to us, that is immunity to us, that is a special to us. That is what a privilege is. I hear women all the time say, oh, you're so privileged to have beautiful gray hair. Is that really a privilege? To me, I don't see it as a privilege, but to other people, it's a privilege. But that's what I'm saying. What is your privilege? So if you ever want to have a conversation, a connection conversation, reach out to me, sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, because like I said, that's the easiest way to get a quicker response from me. I shouldn't have said rapid, quicker response from me, or sandy@emotionalelevator.com, because I am a trauma, addiction, life and spiritual coach, but I'm more than that. I am a midlife. I'm working with women in midlife who want to recreate themselves and find their purpose at 50. That's a good topic. Finding your purpose at 50. But I'm also a self-development coach where we work on developing who you are, who you want to be. So reach out to me. This is Sandy Bird. I've been talking about privilege tonight and really defining privilege, and what I've experienced all my life has been a privilege to help others. So reach out to me, sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. We are revamping my website, sandybird.com. So thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.